Actually, the women at the club used to, they used to do an awful lot of work for tees.
Yes. Well, we started that. My wife was one of the first tea ladies. When I say tea ladies, when we decided we'd do it, oh, there was an outcry. They said, oh, no, you can't. Now, think of the language of the players. Well, the moment we started doing voluntary teas, the visiting clubs always went and thanked them for the tea, and it was a nice tea, you see. And we never had any trouble at all. Not with the language.
So it acted as sort of a restraint on the players.
Well, yes, in that way. They treated them as their own family, wives, and never had any trouble at all. And it was hard work, because if my wife was doing teas, I'd have to go down in the morning and peel the potatoes. It was only later on they could afford and bought all the most sophisticated equipment which they've got now. But,
because there was a time, I think, fairly early on when the whole of the ladies' committee resigned. I think they were, I think it was in the early 1960s, I think they were being...
Yes. Well, you see, you start off with, say, 8 teams. Well, that was okay. Then they gradually, you know, became... Well, either gave up because they're having children, the players' wives helped quite a bit. And the teams became just about 3 in the end, and then we contracted with Dai Long to do the teas with her own teams and paid her, you know. Yeah. She's very reasonable, but and she picked the side any moment. But... she does it very well. No, it reached a stage where we hadn't got enough reserve women to sort of stand in.
It's always a difficult... Yeah.
Well, it was a novelty when we started, and it worked for a time.
So the women also, occasionally, or the players' wives and girlfriends, they sometimes play the game of touch rugby against the men on occasions.
Yes.
Well,
they run a rugby team, don't they, at the moment. Cheltenham seem to be a success. Mm. But I don't know. Women playing rugby.
I've seen these down...
Those are the old...
Back every, a few years, don't they?
Yes, every team that travelled, the committee men in charge would write a report. 1890. I've got one or two, but there's some very funny remarks in some of them. I'm just trying to. Owing to the unnecessary rough nature of the game, which was instituted by the Brothers Byrne, Byrne. This was Moseley. Gloucester left the field in the second half and resumed only after Moseley team had promised to play a quieter game. Howarth and Griffiths had already left with injuries and had to retire. As a committee meeting the following Monday, the future matches with Moseley were cancelled. That's interesting. That's 1896. That sounds absolutely absurd, but there you are.
Yeah. It was interesting as well, because early in those days, as the games were like, not only the Welsh teams were always hard games, but the Midland teams were starting to come through as well. Leicester were starting to come through.
Yes, and Coventry, of course, Coventry. They were the 3 power sides up there.
And then I suppose Northampton started to play.
Oh, yes.
But it was interesting that the way that it seemed that in the early days, rugby in Gloucester, as they played more and more fixtures, it obviously expanded along the Great Western Railway, and the London Midland Scottish played the Midland clubs and the Welsh clubs. that sort of arc around
Well, we used to play Swindon, I think. Teams like that.
Yeah.
It's interesting, they weren't referees, they were umpires.
That's right, yes. You appealed to the umpire to stop the game, didn't you? And then,
I expect so.
And then the captains would discuss what the nature of the rule infringement was. I think it was only in the 1926.
Well, yes, the touch judges were...
They were usually clubmen, weren't they?
Yeah.
And who ran the line?
Well, they were until recently. Mm. These league games, the referees are paid 400 quid and the touch judges are paid 200 quid. Well, it's a lot of money coming from somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
We don't pay it, but it's the rugby union.
It's from the RFU,
yeah. Interesting too, the Gloucester should have played at Cardiff, but owing to the Cardiff ground being suspended for so many months, the match was cancelled. Of course. I don't know what they were suspended for, but that was...
Good story there. There's a good book written
1890.
By Smith and Williams.
Mm.
Fields of Praise, it's called. It's the history of Welsh rugby. And they detail this problem with...
Oh, the spit, yeah.
Which was basically over player payments.
Mm.